it's not black mould, it's just a feature wall.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Celine, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm well, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got some listener questions that have come in. As per usual, some are a little bit cooked and some are a little bit hopefully easy to answer. So we're going to start with one we just got through on the text machine from somebody who would like to know, I need to put a TV higher on the wall to help with a neck injury. Any advice on how to convince my landlord to allow me to affix a stand or fitting on the wall? I'm guessing it'll leave some holes or marks when it's removed.
Okay, yeah, this is a good question, and that we've had some reforms of the Tenancy Act recently. So some of these reforms are about kind of these smaller, minor changes tenants can make to the property. So things, often it's been talked about as like being able to hang a picture on the wall. So ridiculously, we didn't previously kind of have the right to do that. Now we do a lot more, and of course that's a really good reason for you to need to do so. The way it kind of works though is that we're still meant to email the landlord for permission if you're going to do something like that, and then they're really not allowed to deny permission for something that seems quite simple. And the idea is that they're meant to give you permission. If they don't, for a reason, for something that seems unreasonable, you can kind of take that forward to the tribunal, which obviously you don't really want to do.
Yep.
But they should okay that, and then you probably will just have to make sure it's returned back to how it was, fill the holes, something like that, as best you can once you're moving out. But you should be able to do that. So that's a positive answer, maybe.
Awesome. Yeah, totally. We like the sound of that. What else have we got here, Zoe?
All right, this person says, we had some builders come as organised by my property manager. They were really nice but left a major mess on our balcony, sawdust and footprints everywhere throughout the house and marks on the wall from where something must have bumped into it. If I hire a water blaster for outside or even a cleaner for inside, would I be able to invoice my property manager for that? I'm worried that this is something that we may get taken out of our bond, especially the marks on the walls and dirty carpet.
Yeah, that is definitely something to be concerned about, I would say. But my advice is that I would consider it kind of still part of the repair that the landlord needs to do. So the repair is not done. It's done, but it needs to be tidied up. So I wouldn't, my advice is that I wouldn't, although it would seem sensible and quicker to kind of hire a cleaner yourself or to get something done and to invoice them, that usually doesn't work that well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it their responsibility. They're supposed to do it. So I would just get in contact, really communicate as quickly as possible with your landlord and let them know that it's all been done and it looks good, but there's some issues with like cleaning, and then see what they think. But as long as they know that's happened and in direct association with the repairs and it's not your responsibility, should be their responsibility to clean that up or at least know what's happening. And I would just take photos and kind of keep all your evidence as well. But I wouldn't hire people yourself unless you have to, but it's a lot easier to make the, I think in terms of liability, to get the landlord just to do it all as well, or the property manager.
So would you suggest also maybe moving quite quickly on that, so there's no sort of slippage in terms of the landlord can't, you know, come back on you and be like, are you sure they did that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would take photos. I would, obviously you're not wanting to like dob in the bills in any way, but I think just that the landlord-tenant responsibility thing is that you really communicate damage.
Yeah.
So you want to communicate as quickly as possible so it's really clear and they know straight away, and then hopefully it's just a follow-up to the repair. They can get it cleaned up properly and it's all associated with that repair job, not anything to do with you living there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. We've got someone who's moving out of their flat and they want to know what a reasonable clean-up of a house looks like. They've given it a good once-over, but apparently their landlord has said it's not good enough and he wants them to pay for a cleaner.
Yes. Okay, so that's one of those ones that we hear about quite a lot, where it's like, what, when we don't have a specific framing of what, you know, reasonably clean and tidy means. But basically, the landlord can't require a tenant to pay for a commercial cleaner. So that's kind of a good black and white statement. It's basically that you're cleaning it probably as you have, you know, you're leaving the property reasonably clean and tidy, it doesn't mean in better condition than when you moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So similar condition, but they also have this wording around the test is about reasonably clean and tidy condition, but also taking account of the state of the property when you moved in, the length of the tenancy, and allowance for wear and tear. So you're not going to get it. If you've lived somewhere for 8 years, it's not going to look the same as it did when you moved in.
Yeah.
But if you can there's a little list as well on tenancy services, stuff like they want you to clean the kitchen, clean away mold. You don't need to be doing like a kind of professional clean. But if you are having trouble with the landlord there, I would get some support from like Tenants Protection Association or something, just to get some specific advice about what kind of way to counter that statement, I would say.
Good to know. Our last one's a bit of a weird one. What have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, "Hey, Celine, my landlord has literally stopped replying to our emails, like he's dropped off the face of the earth. Not really sure how to get a hold of him. Phone goes to voicemail, emails go unanswered. It's super weird. Any tips?"
That is super weird. And not great, really. So I guess I don't entirely know, to be fair. But I would say that if you're communicating with them about something that, like, you would hope you got a response quickly, and mm-hmm. obviously people have different experiences with that, then part of their responsibility is they're available and they can address issues, especially if they're urgent, you know? So if you have something that they need to fix and they're not getting back to you, you can issue one of those 14-day notice to remedies. And then if they don't reply in that 14 days, you can really kind of take that as a directive to be like, they haven't replied, apply, you know, and start getting involved with tenancy services more officially. But my other thought is that if they've left the country, one other thing I can find out, kind of I know off the top of my head, is that they need to appoint someone else to be the contact if they're out of the country for more than 21 days. So if they've kind of gone AWOL, that's not something they're really allowed to do. So it's just tracking them down or forcing them to come to a head, to a point where you can work out what's going on. But also, Tenants Protection Association might have better advice than that. It's a little bit grey. It's kind of like there's definite... You can do the notice to remedy if you need something fixed, but if you're just not getting a reply on something that's not necessarily a repair, it's communication, there might be more specific kind of rules around that, but I can't quite work them out yet. So I think that's kind of a good way to go for it.
A pain in the ass though, eh?
Absolutely. And I guess we usually only have their contact details. If you have any other contacts, I think it's fair to try and get in, to try and track them down if you can. I don't know if you're able to contact tenancy services if it gets to a point, something like that. I think better to kind of have a particular thing they needed to do,
yeah,
a 14-day notice, and then seeing that it's a breach kind of their responsibilities, they haven't dealt with that notice in 14 days, which means they're kind of AWOL in some way, and then hopefully you kind of have some evidence to go forward with.
Totally. We've just had one last question come in that's a kind of a clarification about the cleaning stuff. Someone says, didn't the tribunal rule that the landlord must expect to have to do cleaning and maintenance between tenancies? What's the nuances here?
I'm not entirely sure with the change of law that the landlord should have to do some cleaning in that period as well.
So there's a potential that I think you are still expected to, you know, you can't just leave the house in a dump, but I think, yeah, that there has been some change to what is, you know, anticipated of what you need to do. Maybe we can look into the deets of that bit more.
I can definitely do some research on that. I'm not entirely sure what their responsibility is and how that's changed, but I think the tenant that leaves is definitely supposed to leave it in a clean and tidy kind of condition, and that includes cleaning, like, you know, doing a good vacuum, a scrub of the bath and things like that, but nothing that you kind of can't do in your, like, not a commercial cleaning.
Got
basically.
You. Cool. Okay.
Not hiring any professionals to clean carpets or anything like that. That's kind of my understanding.
Just your normal decent spring clean.
Normal big clean, absolutely.
Exactly.
But I'll look into that and see how that might have changed with the change in the tenancy.
Cool.
Act.
Thank you, Celine, and thanks to everyone who sent in a text over the last week and this morning as well. We'll talk to you in a fortnight. Take care.
See you soon.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland Renters Advocate, Celine.